30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ignition sequence start. This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3.
Go. Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Okay, so wait a minute. You burned a bunch of stuff for me and you almost set a forest fire.
I wouldn't say it that way. First of all, good morning, everybody.
I'm sorry. I'm in a panic.
Well, yeah, sorry. We kind of just fell into the show quickly. No, we ignited the kitchen.
Right.
The remains of it. We burned it.
That we took out of the house before you start sending me emails.
We didn't light the house on fire.
We didn't light it on fire inside the house.
So after we're done gutting the kitchen, we had all the lath and wood and cabinets and all that stuff. So, and I have a burn pile at my house. We burned it, but all that wood, and it was a pretty dense pile because everything was packed in there pretty tight. Yeah, the radiant heat was pretty high. So we set 4 trees on fire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Amy was freaking out.
I bet.
Fire. They're going to burn out. Don't worry about it.
What if they wouldn't have?
Then they would have turned into ash. We were there with the fire. It wasn't a big deal, but it was hot.
I bet.
Yeah, there was no getting to anything.
Well, and it was so dry, and it was so, like, it was just done. Like,
right.
It was cabinets. It was, like you said, lathe from 1880. We burned it
early last week, so it was way before the snow and all that stuff. Actually, it would have been nice to wait for the snow.
Right.
But, yeah, it's gone.
Wow.
And
I was
really
pictures,
really proud of myself because it was a perfect fire. It went down into a pile. Usually, if it's a brush pile, I have the quad out there with a plow on it, and I push stuff up.
Right.
We just sat there and drank some water and watched
hydrated?
It burn. Yeah, we hydrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pleasant afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pleasant for me to get the pictures, and I'm waving bye-bye to all that nasty stuff we pulled out of there. So
we didn't have to kill it. We burned it.
We haven't had to kill anything. The bat's doing okay, by the way, I guess.
I can't believe it's still alive. That's awesome.
Well, Ty put some insulation around it. Like, he made him a little home in the garage
nice
now.
Little bat bed.
Yeah. Well, I'm positive that the lady next door was super concerned about it and was going to come and take care of it if we didn't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She probably 100% correct.
Very concerned that we had just put it in a bucket and put it in a garage. Like, we should have taken it to the animal rescue or something. I don't know, but
yeah, I think it'd have been turned away.
Yeah, she was very sweet about it, but the look of concern on her face when we said, no, it's just in the bucket right there.
Right. Well, I don't think the cold's an issue for them because they're hibernating. You just want to protect them from the elements. That's what they're doing.
So, I don't know. Ty figured out a way to make a bat bed. And now
good for him.
Yeah, he's got a bat, his pet bat in his garage.
Multi-talented.
But anyway.
You should put a little leash on him.
Little
then he
sweater.
Can fly him around in
little
the summer.
Little sweaters like my dog.
Oh, my God. They could probably wear the same size.
My dogs both have sweaters. Sadie's gotten used to it now. She loves it.
Yeah, you should
it.
See them in the spring with their galoshes.
Mm-hmm. No, they won't wear shoes.
Don't blame
my
them.
Dogs won't wear shoes. I don't know what's happening with them.
What's wrong with those guys?
I don't know. I mean, I've only tried it with Rummy. I just have to assume that Sadie won't wear them. Of course, Sadie's the one that's happier or crazier. One of the two. We can't figure it out. But because she's just like,
Well, maybe that's why Rummy is so temperamental.
No, Rummy's always been temperamental.
Because putting sweaters on him and
he's
boots and stuff.
Chihuahua, and he's just generally angry at everybody. He's kind of like my son-in-law. So he is, Nick. He's generally angry. So, him and Rummy get along perfectly.
Oh, my God.
He is. He knows it. It's not.
Buy your dish. Go lay by your dish.
It's not anything new.
Behave yourself,
but Nick doesn't wear sweaters as willingly as Rummy either, so I don't know.
Does he wear galoshes as willingly?
He will wear galoshes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in construction, so he's got to wear protective boots all the time. So
sure.
Maybe not galoshes. I should get him some galoshes.
This just keeps getting better and better.
Poor Nick. Anyway,
big
so I'm shocked that you set the forest on fire with
I
all
did
this stuff,
set
so.
The forest on fire.
Well,
totally
like
different. We just had a couple, 3-4 trees that were smoking. Well, 3 of them were burning. But they burned out. They're fine. again, it's fine. We're all
Do
good.
You have a garden hose that would have shot water high
of
enough to put the trees out?
We were all set up for battle. Yeah, everything was in place. We were good. We had rakes and
it wasn't windy.
And water. No, I wouldn't have let it if it was windy. I knew it was gonna go up. I knew it was gonna be a hot fire. I just didn't realize the radiant heat would go that far.
Yeah.
But their trees were gonna cut down anyway, so not a big deal.
Gotta give another shout out to Unhitched Dumpster People.
Yeah, they hooked you up again.
They hooked me up again, thank God. Yeah. And it's then it snowed in my dumpster. I don't think I'm going to get charged for that weight, though.
No, they'll probably all blow up. No, it won't. It'll be covered up.
They pick it up tomorrow. So, yeah. Got it for another week. Filled it up again. This time I was able to attack some of the basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had a little extra room in it from tearing out the ceilings, and I was able to put some basement stuff in it.
Did the basement stuff used to be kitchen stuff?
It may or may not have been plaster that fell down through the walls from the bathroom in the kitchen when Amy and I sledgehammered the entire back of the house. So
yeah, the floor was bouncing.
Perhaps. Oh, yeah. She's savage with a sledgehammer,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. And she was standing on it when she was sledging.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
I was 100% sure she was going to fall through.
Yeah, and you guys were giving me a hard time about being loud, pulling wood apart.
Yeah, because you're loud.
Yeah, not as loud as your sledgehammers.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, you two are very loud.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm.
I will give you that.
But that fun's over now. We should be able to rip some more rooms apart pretty
There's
soon.
There's really not any rooms that I'm going to rip apart now.
Well, if you get started, you have to finish.
Well, they're all ripped apart. Now I got to put them back together.
Well,
that's
on that end
next...
of the house, I'm talking about the other end of the house.
I'm not ripping any of those rooms apart.
No. The train room? We got to do something with the train
that's
room.
That's upstairs.
Right. It's at the other end of the house, though.
Right, but we're not... I mean, we're going to pull carpet out of there and stuff because, you know,
right.
I can't stand somebody else's carpet and blah.
I just have fun tearing rooms apart.
I'm not really going to tear the drywall or anything out of there because it doesn't appear to be.
So I just can't show up one day and start ripping walls.
Please don't. At this point.
Okay. All right. Wait. I won't. Rules.
I know. Now I got to start talking to plumbers and electricians and pick out my kitchen cabinets and stuff like that so I can plan around that.
Right. Get a
Which
floor
my
plan
husband
set
says,
up.
You're a long way off from kitchen cabinets. And I said, I don't think I am.
Well, by the
they
time
know
you figure out
put the
what
plumbing.
You want and the pulls and all that, mm-hmm. yeah, it'll take time.
But you got to know where to put the plumbing for the kitchen sink.
True.
You got to know where to put the gas line
right.
for the stove. You got to know, it's not too early to plan it.
No, you got to get your floor plan done.
Yeah.
And that cabinets are all part of that.
Yeah.
But then we got to start building walls, right?
Just the one. Well, the bathroom.
Yeah, bathroom's got to have more than one wall or else it's just weird.
Well, it's already got two, so it just needs two more.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would be weird if it didn't have.
Yeah, that would be really weird. You'd be peeing in my bathroom. I said a P word.
You did.
Oops. That's bad. Hey, guess who we have
today?
We
won't tell anybody. Who?
Matt Steinbrink.
I knew that.
Otherwise known as Fats, everybody knows Matt Steinbrink.
It's Pretty much, honor. Yeah.
It's really an honor to have royalty on the show.
It is.
It is. No, he's going to talk about Luke Braden and Braden's Battle. A very, very good friend of a lot of people in this community. Luke Braden, diagnosed with cancer, had some surgery last week, and there's a fundraiser scheduled, and Matt's going to talk all about it. And me, maybe
Get him
a little.
In here.
You, probably some.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure I'll lose control of this right away.
Well, but. You know, if it was anything else other than this, probably.
But maybe not this?
Well, this is kind of serious.
Okay.
So
all right.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, we're all looking to help Luke, and Matt's going to talk about it right after this on Lake 96.1. We'll be right back.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. I know that it's going to be seconds before I lose control of this.
Why would you even say that?
I don't know. Matt Steinbrink joins us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about Braden's Battle and the fundraiser coming up. Luke Braden, I don't know if... I can't imagine that you live in this area and don't know a... All right there?
A little bit of a battle. He won it. We're good.
I'm good.
Bring it on, microphone.
I don't know if it's possible to live in the Walworth County and surrounding area without knowing somebody named Braden right?
Correct.
I mean, the family is huge. Yeah. It's kind of like Steinbrinks.
Steinbrinks, I know that name.
Everybody knows a Steinbrink. So, Fats, tell us what's going on with Luke and how we can help.
Well, first off, the reason I got involved with this is Luke's one of my best friends. And like you mentioned, you know, I'm born and raised Lake Geneva. And, yeah, you got all these families you grow up with, like the Bradens,
right.
You know, the Nottesteds, the Registers, you know, different people like that. And yeah, he got bad news, having colon cancer. He's had surgery. Surgery did go very well, but it's going to be definitely a tough battle ahead for him and his family. And, you know, they have four kids. His wife, Pam, is great. Just a great family. And so the community's really coming together. Steve and Sally, owners of Lake City Social, they're closing down the restaurant on Sunday night, March 2nd. And we're going to have a big event there from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. It's $25 a ticket. Proceeds go to the Braden family. You can pick up tickets at either one of our Piggy Wiggly stores, Lake Geneva or Delavan, also available at Lake City Social and the Candle Mercantile. And we're going to just have a big event and try to raise some funds for the family to help them out through this time, you know, for medical expenses, et cetera. And we're going to have a big old silent auction. We're going to be doing a live auction, 50-50, gift card tree, a lot of fun things like that, just to try helping the family out.
Raffle prizes, I assume, also.
Yep, raffle prizes.
All kinds of stuff.
A wheelbarrow full of wine, a wheelbarrow full of booze, you know.
Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds terrible.
That's a winner right there.
If you don't think that you know Mr. Braden, you probably actually do. He's currently the principal at Brookwood Elementary School. He's also, and this is the thing, super, super active in the community between sports, 4-H. He is super active with Kisses from Keegan. Kisses from Keegan. I never get it right. I always say Kisses for Keegan.
Well, now it's Kisses from Friends.
Oh, it's Kisses from Friends. Yeah, right. Anyway, but they're always, him and Pam are always everywhere. They're just always helping out, doing something. So yeah, so middle of January is when he got diagnosed, and it doesn't seem like a long time, but I'm sure it does to them. And it was colorectal cancer. But after the surgery, they have figured out that the surgery was, like you said, it was really successful, but it's spread to his liver as well. You know, they'll do chemo and all that kind of stuff, but they have to wait until he recovers from the surgery before they can start anything. And so what people don't realize is the massive amount of expense. You can lose everything from a diagnosis, even if you conquer the diagnosis, it's just a mass casualty from every standpoint. And so we come together like we do in this community so often. How many times have we talked to Brian Holt at United Way how incredibly generous this entire county is for everything? I mean, we can raise money for anything and anybody. You know, they've just contributed so much to the community. And like I said, sports and 4-H, and just they're just involved in a very well-organized way everywhere, all the important stuff, and it's just time for us to give back. And Lake City Social, perfect place to have it. It's nice, it's big, there's going to be a lot of people there. Luke is a very, very popular guy.
Very popular.
There's probably a way, let's see, I want to say, there's a Facebook group. It's called Braden's Battle. Braden's Battle is on Facebook.
Yep.
So we should take a look at that. And then, like you said, music, hors d'oeuvres, cash bar, raffles, tons of stuff. And it's on March 2nd. Tell us, you went to school, you grew up with Luke?
Yeah, he was a year behind me in high school, and we're the same age, but he missed that September cutoff by a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he was a year behind me. But funny story is, him and I have been going up to Canada or fishing somewhere every summer. And him and I haven't missed a trip in 25 years together.
Right.
Other people come and go or whatever on the trip, but him and I have been the mainstays and something I always look forward to. And you mentioned the Facebook page, and also they're putting together a little, I guess, team store that's going to be up pretty soon where you can order T-shirts and I think some different swag, and it's all about Braden's Battle.
Oh, right.
Charge the Storm.
Ooh, I like that. Oh, that's perfect.
And then proceeds from that is going to him or to his family.
That's
a great idea.
Perfect.
Steve and Sally are also donating a portion of the bar sales that night to the Braden family, too. So,
nice.
It's just a lot of people helping out. It's a it seems like it's actually a group behind the scenes that are part of different organizations coming together just to reach out to everybody. But people are reaching out. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do? So it's been an overflow of just tremendous, tremendous support. I've never seen anything like it.
That's awesome.
They don't have any official website collection or GoFundMe or anything like that. So do not donate to anything like that. They're taking the donations directly because it's safer. I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. And definitely, you know, don't bring in the day up because we want to try being prepared before the event happens. So if you need to, get a hold of Steve or Sally at Lake City Social. Donations can be dropped off there. If you want to donate, merchandise or something like that from your business or something you got laying around at home. I know how it is with me. You know, we got extra bottles of wine and booze that we've won at different events. It's like, we're going to drink all this stuff. Yeah, I know. Go figure, right? So we need to fill up those wheelbarrows anyways.
Right.
Otherwise, people can drop off stuff to the Lake Geneva store to my attention, the Lake Geneva Piggly Wiggly. And it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, if you're a business, definitely reach out before then. What I was talking about was any monetary donations.
Oh,
that
gotcha.
They want to make.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You got to bring any silent auction
or
raffle prizes.
You could probably drop that off whatever you want.
Yes, absolutely. You can drop cash off and.
And then actually on the Facebook page under the Brayden's Battle, on the bottom, you'll see there are few people listed that are helping run this.
Right.
With their number on there. So if you want to contact them, they will actually. They're in charge of doing the monetary donations.
Right. Helen, Carrie, or Megan. You want to definitely look for those names and give one of them a call, and they will tell you exactly how to handle those donations. I think that everybody in the community was just stunned to hear this because...
Very shocked.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about, first of all, a picture of health. The last time I saw Luke was at... Erin, my assistant here at the office, her daughter was a cheerleader. This was when she was in middle school still. She was a cheerleader, and we went and watched her cheer at one of the games, and Luke was there, and, whatever boy Emily was chasing at the time is why we were there, I guess. So her whatever little crush she had. But, this man is he's an athlete himself.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, I think everybody.
Well, he used to be a volleyball coach, too.
Yeah. I think everybody was just really, really floored by this one. And so lots of people are going to come out and help, and it's going to be a long battle, though. It's going to be a very long battle.
One thing I want to bring up about the event is bring a checkbook or bring cash. That's how we're trying to run whole thing, for the different silent auction, live auction. So just be prepared to, bring your checkbook or bring cash to it. And it's also funny. That's why his nickname with us is Coach.
People don't understand that when you donate, even when you donate online or you use credit cards or whatever, that like those companies take like 5%. They can take
or
up
even
to
higher.
5% or higher.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would you want a nickel of every dollar to not go toward what you're donating to? So that's a great idea. Cash, check, that's it. Only bring that. And I'm sure that as time goes on, we'll do more things because, like you said, this is a long-term. This is a long-term issue. They got a lot in the surgery. It says they removed the tumor from his colon, and it was also embedded around his kidney and in the abdominal wall. So they got all that, but they also found out that it's metastasized to his liver. So, again, he can't even start chemotherapy or any further treatment until he heals from this surgery that he has successfully gone through. So now we start.
It'll probably be about a month.
The waiting time. Yeah, and a month
before
seems
he can
like
start.
Forever.
But there's always that slight slimmer of hope that his liver comes back.
Right.
Better than what they think. But
Hey, there's a lot of things they can do these days. And when you start with somebody as strong and with somebody who looks at life the way they do, the whole family, the whole Brayden family, nothing but positive people.
Right.
That gives you a head start. So, we'll all keep our fingers crossed and say our prayers, but pay attention to that Brayden's Battle Facebook page because that's where you'll find all the details. And then if we end up having any more fundraisers for the family, that'll be on there as well. So
yeah, and if anybody's listening and they can't make the event and they want to help out, I actually just had one of Luke's buddies get a hold of me who lives out in California. What can I do to help? I'm like, well, here's a couple different options. Just do something, send something my way, and then I'll get it down there, and a, you know,
yeah,
donation on behalf of you for silent auction, whatever.
Right.
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 We'll figure it out.
Yep. And even if you called here, we would make sure it gets to VATS, and then it gets over to the thing. Well, actually, we'll be at the fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. Oh,
yeah. And so, yeah, like wherever. Just get it to us. We will make sure it happens. So thanks for telling us all about it.
Yeah.
You're the best at it because you guys are like best friends. So.
Yeah. And then, of course, one of our other best friends, JW, will be there at the bar playing Shake of the Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
So, can you believe that, right? But it's going to be progressive every hour. So it's going to be, we're really making this the most enjoyable event that we can out of such a
horrific,
unfortunate circumstance.
Yeah.
I mean, we want everybody to come out and have some appetizers and support such a great family. Especially coach, and see what we can do.
It's just so scary.
It really
is.
It's
just very, very scary. But like I said, he's strong. He's got all these positive vibes around him. He's got a lot of support, tons of support, support that he doesn't even know about. And we're going to do what we always do and get him through it.
Yeah, that all goes a long way.
It does. It does.
Definitely.
Go into it with the right heart and the right mind. And
okay, and if I could say one thing on behalf of the Braden family, you know, after talking to Luke and Pam, you know, throughout all this, they just want everybody to know, stay strong for us, and just keep sending your prayers.
Right. Yep.
Done.
Done. No problem. Again, check out the Facebook page, Braden's Battle. We will keep you updated on anything else as we move forward. But yes, all of our hearts and all of our prayers and all of our good vibes are with the family. We'll make this happen. We'll get him through it, right?
Right. Yeah. We hope to see everybody on March 2nd.
That's right. March 2nd at Lake City Social. Starts at 5. They're shutting down the restaurant for this. So that's a huge, huge donation in itself.
I want to see when it's really going to be over because I don't think 9 o'clock is
going to work. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Some people will leave by 9.
Well, some.
But I can imagine there are others that won't.
Yeah. When I was talking to Steve about this, he's like, Fats, how big do you think this thing's going to be? You think I should shut down the restaurant? I said, if you can, I would, because you have no idea how big this event's going to be.
Yeah, right.
It'll be full.
Well, I mean, you think about the family. Just the family going is going to fill up the restaurant. Just your family and their family. Like, where are the rest of us going to go?
Don't worry, Steve and Sally are getting prepared. They're going to have heaters for outside in case we need the patio. Might be a little chilly.
It'll be fine. We'll all fit. We all like to be close, so it'll be good. It'll be good. But you got music, hors d'oeuvres, cash bar, raffles, so many different things. And just, again, getting together to help out a friend. And that's what we're going to do. Lake City Social, March 2nd from 5 to 9 p.m. You know where Lake City Social is, downtown Lake Geneva. And again, looking for details, find Braden's Battle on Facebook. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me down.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
It's always good to see you.
And it's always good to see you, Tom.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Do you guys have anything else you'd like to talk about?
Just, I don't know if we can talk about too much of it on air.
Oh, God. This is why we can't have nice things.
We didn't break anything yet.
We didn't break any rules. We
didn't even open a bottle yet.
It's still too early for that,
it's
I think.
It's Bloody Mary time.
Jesus. All right. Well, I'm going to get out of this before we all get in trouble.
Chicken.
Does that mean Nance is buying us Bloody Mary somewhere?
It sounds like it to me.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think so.
Start grabbing coins.
I have one. I wouldn't. Coming up next, just stop. Just stop.
Just stop.
Right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop right there.
Stop! Stop it!
Just stop. Just stop talking.
Welcome back to Life Matters. World famous segment.
It will be soon.
I think it already is. I mean,
well, probably.
Why wouldn't it be, right?
Yeah, I say it all the time at home now.
Just stop.
Stop.
Except that I think we named it that because we say it all the time.
Well, that could
anyway,
be.
Cause all the time.
Fits.
Anyway, I have to get my papers in order.
So that'll be interesting.
Oh, this is a good one. So you've got Trump and Elon Musk and all these people out there, and they're trying to figure out waste, fraud, spending, and we'll talk more about that as you know.
Mm-hmm.
after I talk about this. So there is a Illinois Democrat Congresswoman, Jan Schakowsky, and she's concerned about the number of women in a certain line of work, and she thinks that women are, they're just not taking jobs in manufacturing because maybe we should call it person-facturing.
Oh, my God.
Because, yeah, she thinks the problem is the word man in manufacturing.
Here we go again.
She believes that other women are as dim-witted as she is, and they just don't realize they can take manufacturing jobs. Perhaps if we change it to person-facturing, that will get the economy rolling. It's who you voted for, Illinois.
Stop it.
Manufacturing. Change it to person-facturing, wow. And women will... Really? Just stop.
Wasn't there a time not too long ago they didn't want to use the word mankind?
Oh, yeah. Well, anything with man in it they don't want to use kind, anymore. Right.
People kind?
I mean...
Something. How...
All of it.
Absolutely ridiculous can you be?
Apparently, very.
Wow.
Yeah. That's who stop you voted that. For, Illinois. Manufacturing. Oh, can't use the word man in anything now because women will just run away.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because here's the thing, lady. Nobody even thought about it until you said it. Now it's going to be a thing.
Right. Well, and how many women are out there working going, are you kidding me?
Right.
It doesn't bother me a bit. I'm just right. going to work.
They don't care.
Oh.
Yeah.
One crazy dream and you ruin it for everybody.
Just stop.
Just stop.
Just stop.
Hallucinogenics. Just stop.
Dick.
Oh, sorry. Say that out loud.
I like the term dim-witted.
I do too.
She thinks that all other women are as dim-witted as she is. That,
I don't
I thought
think
that
anybody's
was
that dim-witted.
Yeah. Just stop. Well, maybe. Just stop. I don't know if you care about this or not, but apparently Aaron Rodgers will no longer be playing as a Jet.
Who?
Oh, you don't care?
I don't care.
Okay.
I didn't care when he left Green Bay. I have always admired his talents as a quarterback. Phenomenal.
Right.
You know, but then he started talking. And then he...
Wasn't it the mushrooms
that,
or something he was doing?
Oh,
wasn't,
my
isn't he
God.
Chewing on some kind of root that's making him...
Yeah, and then he slept in a tank of water and fixed his mental health issues.
Oh.
I don't know. He.
Well, I beg to differ.
He's... Oh, yeah, definitely. He's different, but...
He's something.
Thank you for what you did for my team, and you got weird, bye.
Yeah, I have some advice for him. Just stop.
Just stop. Playing football,
just
talking
stop.
To people.
Yeah.
Just disappear. Go out
Dude.
To...
Right.
Well, I don't want to wish him on Arizona. Go out somewhere in the desert and live in a hut.
Go... Do a podcast so people have a choice. And if they want to watch you, they can. If they don't want to watch you, they don't have to click on the podcast.
I would never find it.
I wouldn't even search for it.
No. I think I would listen to Journey before I would watch his podcast.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I know. Scary.
That is scary.
Yeah. Terry's jaw just hit the table.
I know how much you love Journey.
Yeah, they suck. Just stop playing Journey.
Anyway, did you see last week when Elon Musk was in the Oval Office and he was answering questions from reporters just off the cuff and his little three-year-old boy was with him?
Mm-hmm.
X. You want to talk about the cutest little thing ever? Okay.
He was having fun.
And people are like, well, we didn't elect Elon Musk. And that shows, you know, what does that show that he... Let's children in the Oval Office, and I don't know. It shows a family man.
We let
shows somebody with a heart, somebody with some sensitivity.
Right.
You know, I mean, aren't children Americans citizens too? What's the difference?
And they're your children. Why aren't they? Why
right.
can't they be with you? He wasn't in a bar.
No, I mean, look at us. We have babies in bars around Wisconsin all the time. No, kids playing in the
take
Oval
the
Office.
Family out to eat on a fish fry.
Right. Gah.
Yeah. No, you know what? I can't even listen to the press anymore.
I can't either. You
I'm
know, I was doing show
them.
Prep and just like shut my computer off and was like, there's nothing positive anymore. Everything anybody does, somebody has to put some nasty negative spin on it. And you can't have the kid with you at work. He's 3 years old. The guy only, he said, I spend as much time with him as I can because I get him every other week.
He's a busy man.
He gets him for a week and then she has him for a week.
Right.
And so he takes him with him everywhere. He doesn't leave him at a babysitter's or whatever. I mean, I'm sure the White House could provide childcare somehow for a couple of minutes for the three-year-old, but he doesn't want that.
No, and why should he have to?
Well, he shouldn't. Who cares?
You know, we've had kids in here during the show.
Right.
Out being entertained by Aaron or whatever.
Right. I mean,
just because you have your kids with you, it's not a bad thing.
Right.
Usually it's a good thing.
People just don't have anything nice to say. And
no.
It's like you want to be upset with the person. Like, so somebody robs your store. Right? Elon looks, tells you who robbed it, but you're mad at Elon.
Right.
Like, how does this make sense to you?
It doesn't.
But the people who want to continue to fearmonger say things like, well, my child's medication was cut off, and 24 hours later, all of the medication had dried up on the planet because he cut funding. Now, when have you ever seen the government in any capacity work that quickly?
Never.
Where they were starting something or finishing something, whatever.
Right.
Well, never.
Absolutely shocked at the speed that they're finding this wasted spending.
Right.
You know, and the reach that it has. I mean, it's going out all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this with a little bit of hesitation, but it's almost to the point of I'm not sick of hearing about it. I'm getting tired of hearing more and more and more. It's like, when is it going to end? I kind of would like to fast forward to the end of the investigation. Mm-hmm. And all these people, they were stealing money from us. And it appears to be the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bidens and on and on and on and on and on. I want to see them being sentenced. I want to see their assets being taken and put back into the economy, back into the American people. You know, that's what I'm looking for.
I still go back to all the money that the Clinton Foundation received that was supposed to go to Haiti and never got there.
Did you see the stats on that?
Didn't they pay for the daughter's wedding?
$10 million of it went to her wedding.
Right.
A house was bought with it. It was like $3.5 million, something like that. And then there's some that aren't. There's money that's not being found. She's got a $70 million net worth right now. Never had a
daughter?
Job. Yeah. And it's like $84 million that went into that she received. She receives money from USAID every year for this thing in Haiti. And there was like $1.3 million, and that number may not be accurate, but it's definitely $1 million. Went there for meals, but the breakdown of the money that went there in a meal served, it was like $1,400 a meal a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Per kid. The numbers don't add up. They don't add up at all.
You know, all these people that are screaming about, show us the money, show us the money. Like, where's the proof? Where's the proof?
Right.
It's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just the fact that...
You can't hide that kind of money.
That, and there were no... The checks and balances that are in place for a normal business were not being utilized. The most basic checks and balances. Okay, so if you have a business and you have the QuickBooks program to mm-hmm. take care of all of your accounting and check writing and invoicing and all of that kind of stuff, when you write a check and you put it in QuickBooks, you're supposed to put the check number, who it's to, the amount, but then it also has categories. You have to categorize it, especially if you're working with a budget that somebody right. else has given you, because that has to go into the correct category so that you can see I have X amount of money left over in this budget right. to use for the rest of the year, or I've used up all my budget or whatever. They weren't classifying checks for tens and tens and tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
They didn't classify them. We don't know why they went there. We don't know if it was legit. They were still paying for programs that were supposed to be one-year programs that started back in like 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be a one-year program. Nobody, they were still doing it. Still cutting checks with it, for it. nobody goes back and looks to make sure that the people who are in charge of spending that money are actually spending it on what they're supposed to.
Right.
I guarantee you that nobody in Congress approved $84 million to Hillary Clinton knowingly.
Yeah. Well, and if you think about it, you go back through the Obama administration and the Biden administration, there was never a budget.
Oh, no.
They never operated under a budget.
Well, they can't.
Trump did.
Yeah, they can't.
In his 4 years, and he's doing it again. Right. So if there's no budget, where's the money going and where's it coming from? Nobody's watching it.
And what I keep saying is, if you'll just give them a minute, like stop thinking that, you know, the sky is falling and everything's coming to doom and gloom and all of that. Because the problem is that, for instance, and we talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago. There is an issue with people who are dual eligible for Medicare and Medicaid.
Right.
Okay, they're not getting serviced enough. They're not getting enough help. They're not getting enough money. They're not. People aren't paying attention to them. And their agencies that are supposed to be providing for them have no oversight either. So they're not being held accountable. So if somebody Right. lives in an apartment complex that is supposed to specifically be for Section 8 or disabled, you know, some kind of government subsidized because of illness or injury or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they're not making sure that the people who live there have the appropriate and lawful accessible sinks and bathtubs and, you know, apartments that they're supposed to be providing.
Right.
There's where your problems are.
Yeah.
And if you just wait and let Trump get his you know what together, those people are going to start getting scared, just like the terrorists, because they're going to be completely eliminated from their line of work as far as the people go.
Right.
The companies that own these places are going to get bought out by people who are far more responsible and who will do the work and spend the money where they're supposed to. But that's the problem. And when they figure out where all the waste is, they're going to put more money into Medicare and Medicaid because they are spending money on people that aren't supposed to be getting it.
Right. Well, we'll have them.
Right.
Yeah. And I, you know, they're not even close to the bottom of this.
No.
I don't believe that. I still think they're still scratching the surface.
Yeah.
On how much wasted spending there is. But these people that are yelling and screaming, they're already in panic and protection mode.
Oh, yeah.
The one senator kept talking about, you know, Trump's got stuff on us. He's got stuff on us. Why are you saying that unless it's true? What did he find out about
right.
you? What do you have to hide?
Money.
Yeah. And I don't care which political party you're with. If you're involved in this, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter to me.
You need to go.
You need to pay it back with your assets, and you're going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
This is beyond wrong.
You should be making, and maybe there's some kind of law. There should be something that says that you earn your salary while you're in office, and then after your term that is limited, once you get out, if you want to go back and write a book or do speaking engagements or whatever,
right.
then you can make your money.
Yeah.
But for you to make $200,000 a year and for 10 years and have $10 million in the bank,
the
math ain't mathin'.
No. The Clintons came into office with, in the political world, nothing.
Right.
They didn't have much. So did the Obamas. And they both families left the White House multimillionaires.
Right.
That shouldn't happen. I think it was Thomas Jefferson that said that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that gets rich in politics is a crooked politician.
Right.
You know, and we're yelling and screaming at the billionaire who's losing money
right.
running the country.
Yeah, he doesn't need our money.
Right. And Elon Musk, who I don't think is taking his salary. I'm not sure about that.
He's not.
And Trump's not taking his salary.
Nope.
And we're, not we, but there's people naysaying them. Open
right.
your eyes.
Well, they're trying to say, first of all, like, well, they allowed Trump and his team to have access to people's personal information. And I said, you know, they're not going into Aunt Betty's account and going to try
right.
and steal her meager you know, Social Security payment. They don't need it.
No.
Right? They look at algorithms and they look at spending patterns and they find, you know, variances and problems with the spending patterns, and then it points them in the direction of where the you know, throwing the bad money after the good money went. And so they're not going to take your... These kids are geniuses. Here's the thing, too.
People that cry about that are the ones that have stuff to hide.
Oh, absolutely. These kids are geniuses, and they are kids, okay? They're 19 to 26, 27 years old, I think. And if they wanted your personal information,
they
could
already
do it on their phone.
Right.
They can hack you.
They're all data geeks, and I don't mean that in an insulting way.
They're perfect for the job.
Absolutely perfect. There's no way I could do what they do. And they thrive on it. You know, more power to them.
Yeah.
And seriously, if you got nothing to hide, why do you mind people looking?
I don't know.
You know, when the state of Wisconsin started taking cars or confiscating vehicles from fourth, fifth, sixth offense drunk drivers, the only people who were screaming about that were the fourth or fifth offense drunk drivers because they were losing their cars. Everybody else was like, yeah, okay, if it
See
works,
ya.
Do it.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, this is, I think that you... When you start looking at the reason why you can't get some of these people out of office, okay, it's this vicious circle of you went into office, you went corrupt, you got rich, you used that money to pay your way into election after election after election. You're never leaving until you die, and it doesn't provide for an opponent to see a financially feasible way to run for office. That's part of the problem, is that they're soaking so much of their personal money because they made it. They're afraid to stop making it.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi, there's your perfect example.
Right.
Is she should have gone a long time ago. Long time ago.
Yeah, the list goes on and on and on. Ted Kennedy, the last 30 or 40 years of his...
administration, but of his term,
it was bad.
Yeah. They're not representing us as they should be.
Right. We have people that retire or forced to retire from every career that you can think of in this country because of their inability to do the job or do a quality job.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter where you're coming from. We're all going to hit that point.
Right.
I hit that point a few years ago. Where I couldn't do that job as well as I used to, and it's time to go. And same thing in politics.
The problem is that there's no consequence in politics for overstaying your welcome, unless somebody threatens to uncover your shenanigans.
Right.
But even then, if they just threaten, that's not a consequence.
Right. But even if you are, and this is my opinion on it, even if you are doing the right thing, following the rules, working for your people, doing everything that's expected of you to do without violating any laws, there is still going to be a point where your physical or mental health will not allow you to do that job, do a quality job. And honestly, I think you should be gone before that happens. I think there should be term limits on everybody, just like the president.
Yep.
But when you hit that point, it's time that someone... Overwatch, I don't know. Somebody should be stepping in going, hey, listen, you're done. Did a great job. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. But time to go enjoy your retirement.
Yeah.
Or move on to something else.
Working. Just stop.
Right.
You can see so many. Mitch McConnell, you know, there was another guy that was on some kind of medication that he had a bad reaction to last week, and he froze up, and he seems a little older, and maybe that was just the medication, but... I mean, and then look at Biden. Look at the really treacherous road we went down for 4 years that could have gone way off the rails with that guy in charge.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out a way to say when.
Yes.
Like, stop. Just stop. Because it's not, again, go back to Biden. Not good for him either.
No.
Correct. Should have spent the last 4 years hanging out with his grandkids, having a good time, not stressed out and being made older from the stress and the anxiety and the hours and the thought processes and just all of it.
Right.
And the responsibility. made him older. Aged him far more than 4 years in 4 years, right? Yep. So he is
going to... they should be charged with elder abuse.
Yeah.
Among other things. You know.
Right. Well.
But yeah, there's a time in all our lives where we have to do that.
Right.
And, you know, it's really nice when you can stand up individually and say, I can't do this anymore. Because there's things in defense and arrest tactics that I can't teach anymore because I just physically can't do it.
Right.
You know.
I know, me too.
I don't
too.
Like it. Well, you're a little bit more limber than I am. I don't like it, but that's the reality of it, you know.
Sometimes well, you don't want to hurt yourself.
No,
that's
I don't
dumb.
Like hurting me.
Yeah,
it
that's
takes
bad.
Too long to recover.
Yeah. So we have some wins, though, last week.
Yes.
Mike Mason was kind enough when I was doing my show prep last week. I said, there's just nothing that's not negative. Everybody's complaining about everything. You know, Elon can't have his kid in the Oval Office with him. And you know, it doesn't matter what anybody does. It doesn't matter what Musk does. Elon Musk could find $1 trillion and say this is best spent on additional Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security payments for those that need it. And then the rest should be used to build houses or some kind of something for the homeless people to give them a leg up so that they can start, you know, moving right. forward with right. their life. And people would complain about that. We could use it to help the absolute most vulnerable people on the soil of the United States, and they would still bitch about it.
You know, and it's funny because how many times has the government called him in to help?
Right.
To rescue astronauts.
Yeah, which he's about to do again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
They trust him with that. They
right.
trust him with all of... Right. But you don't trust him to look at spreadsheets? Come on. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just go home.
That's because they got stuff to hide. They're going to get caught and they're going to go to prison.
Right.
In my
well, they're
going
to get caught, but I don't know if they'll ever go to prison.
No, this is my perfect little world.
Oh, that's your perfect
right.
world? Okay. All right.
Just stop. Don't ruin it for me.
But so when I was telling Mike Mason about this, he says, I have a list for you. So he sent me this list of wins from last week, right? So Rhode Island tried to say, a Rhode Island judge did try to say that Trump didn't have the authority to, you know, stop payments mm-hmm. on illegal and wasteful spending. And they had to back off on that because he, in fact, does.
Yep.
Pete Hegseth went to NATO and said Ukraine is not going to become a part of NATO. But everybody else needs to pay up, and the United States is going to start focusing on the United States and less on Europe.
Nice.
Nice.
I like it.
Tulsi Gabbard got confirmed for Department of National Intelligence, which that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That she's going to be so, so good at that job. The president had a conversation with Zelensky and Putin, and it looks like maybe there's going to be some resolution there.
Time
I didn't
tell.
See that happening for, I mean, nothing
three
like that happened
years,
for three and a half years. Right,
on.
Right. So FEMA made a payment. Do you remember hearing this story last week? FEMA made a payment of something like $59 million to luxury hotels in New York City for housing
oh, yes.
immigrants.
Yes.
Right? She got it back. She like totally stopped payment on the check.
I did not hear this. That's awesome.
So... Yeah. Trump got that hostage in Belarus. I can't remember his name. He came home last week. They are looking at, well, they're looking at Comcast and NBC for illegal DEI practices.
Hmm.
They, I do believe also the FCC commissioner, when they had Kamala Harris on Saturday Night Live on NBC and without being able to provide the same opportunity for Donald Trump. That is highly illegal. Like, we would
right.
get fined so much. This is why we interviewed no politicians last election season, because I couldn't get them all in. I didn't have a way of scheduling equal time for all of them.
Right.
So I couldn't have any of them.
Yeah, because if you can't do equal time, you can't do it at all.
Right. I mean, you can, but it's a very bad idea because when somebody complains, the minimum fine is like $10,000.
Ooh, yeah, no, that hurts.
So we had nobody because I couldn't keep my word on it because there was not enough time. There were so many people running or that wanted to speak or that reached out. And so I just said no. Well, NBC put Kamala Harris on Saturday Night Live without affording or even asking or planning the same amount of time for Donald Trump, and that is illegal. That is 110% against the political laws around broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
It's the FCC. It's the government makes us follow these rules. They didn't follow them. I don't know why they were let off the hook in the first. Well, yes, I do.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't have been let off the hook in the first place, and they were. So those really do need to be looked into because the rest of us are following the rules.
Yeah.
And they should have, too. California and Minnesota both have investigations launched by the federal government because they're still allowing boys and girls sports. And that's not allowed. Let's see. Oh, Pam Bondi, the attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
She announced lawsuits against New York, Kathy Hochul, Letitia James, the guy that runs the DMV, where people get driver's licenses, for refusing to follow federal immigration law. Not supposed to be letting right. them get IDs and things like that if they're not legal. So,
and anybody else who doesn't comply, she's going after them.
That's right. Illinois is next, if she hasn't already.
I think
or did
sure
you just
did.
Say that?
Yeah.
Oh, you said that.
There was a thing on, I think it was Thursday. I saw it before I went to the academy, about her. I think she said we already went after Illinois.
Okay.
We're coming after New York now. And anybody else who doesn't obey, you know, the law, we're coming after
we'll be
you.
There. Yeah. Right. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Trump filed a lawsuit against the Pulitzer Board. They gave out journalism prizes, awards for stories on the Russian hoax. That was okay. not
right.
true.
Yeah.
He filed a lawsuit, and those are moving forward.
Excellent.
They are looking into possibly taking those awards back for those stories. Because
they should.
It was lies, and they knew it was lies.
Right.
And if they didn't know it was a lie, then they didn't do the research, enough research for the story. They should have never won in the first place. So, and then, of course, Doge saves a bunch of money everywhere. This is something that I believe is detrimental to the safety of children. Donald Trump is going to send him into Child Protective Services and the foster care system as
Excellent.
Well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of problems there.
There's a lot of nastiness going
yeah.
on there. Yeah. So not only should they be looking at money, but they should also be looking at the caseloads on workers. They should also be looking at the families.
Oh,
in
yeah.
a lot of cases that are taking these kids that should never have children in their homes.
Right.
And they're doing it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
That is a real problem.
Yep.
It is a
lot
real
of times those
problem.
Kids aren't even in the home. They're getting paid for it.
That's right. We need to look at all those critical, critical programs and reel them in. And there isn't anybody else that's going to do it besides Donald Trump.
Right. Do you remember when they jammed Obamacare through on us? And Nancy Pelosi came walking into that meeting with that big gavel,
mm-hmm.
made a big scene about it. I just see the Trump administration standing there in a cartoon vision holding this huge gavel, and he's getting ready to smash it all.
Yeah.
Go get him.
Well, they had to pass it in order to read it to find out what was in it. That's what she said.
Yeah.
We don't know what's in it, so we have to pass it so we can read it.
They still don't know.
They still don't know. We all know.
Yeah.
It was not a good thing.
No, because we couldn't keep our doctors.
No, we couldn't keep our doctors. Hell, I couldn't even keep my insurance. I had to change eventually.
Yeah. That was such a
yep.
I can't say what it was. To the American people that,
yeah.
you know what, payback, it's coming back at you.
Mm-hmm.
And remember I said a long time ago, he doesn't fail twice. Donald Trump does not fail twice.
No.
He never has.
No.
He's never failed at the same thing twice.
Although he's been in office for several weeks now and they haven't even impeached him. I mean,
right,
is he really the president if they haven't impeached him?
Oh, I'm sure they're going to try. But not that he failed on his first administration, but talk about coming out.
He learned a lot of lessons.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. He learned how to play the game, and he's teaching them how to play
mm-hmm.
now. And
yeah.
more power
oh,
to
sure.
him. You know, this nation, thank you, everybody who voted for him. You did the right thing.
Yeah, you did.
And we are going to reap the benefits of this.
Mm-hmm. And for all of those who are saying this has stopped and that has stopped or this is going to stop or that's going to stop, this is just remember, this is a pause, and you might find that your financial picture or your association or organization's financial picture might get better.
Right.
Because if we're not wasting money on things that we shouldn't be spending on, we can spend it on the things that are important to us.
Absolutely.
In this country. Like kids.
Just here.
Veterans. You know, human beings that right. live here.
Well, you know, the scary thing is I think we the people all knew that we were wasting money with foreign aid, but I don't think anybody had any clue how much
right.
it was. Those numbers, the first time I saw them, I'm like, well, this can't be real. And then you start thinking about it, you keep seeing it. Yeah, it's real. Holy
yep.
cow.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. And for anybody that thinks that they are trying to cut this money to figure out how to pay for tax breaks for billionaires.
Come on.
Just unfriend me and stop listening to the show right, right now. Because that's just, that is so far-fetched. At the very least, you have to stop saying that out loud because mm-hmm. it makes you look really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop.
Yes.
Anyway, that's it for Life Matters today. So you,
moving on.
Just in case you haven't had enough of us. So, yeah, I got to go. Today's my last day with this dumpster. I got to go.
Get it done.
Yeah, man. And dumpsters have become very important to me lately. Isn't that weird?
Well, you know, we all have moments in our life where
we're weird.
Weird things are important. Mm-hmm.
Dumpsters. I love dumpsters.
Yeah, for me, it's been snow shovels and snow plows the last few days.
I know, but I don't have to do
winter
that.
Winter came in 3 days.
I've got my husband super paranoid about the sidewalk being cleared off within 24 hours.
Yeah, he should be.
I made him drive there in the snowstorm last week and go shovel it.
He's like, you're going to take the house.
Right, it's not done snowing. And he's like... And I said, go
not,
anyway. Yeah,
they're not that bad. But Elkhorn is serious about snow removal. So, and you know, more power to them. It's nothing worse than going out for a walk and you're walking down some.
I'm sure kids
ice
have
covered.
To walk to bus stops and stuff
well,
like that.
Well, you're on the
like,
main thoroughfare whatever. To Westside School.
Oh.
Well, if you know, you lived where Jackson did.
Oh.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah, I made him go and shovel it. I did before
yeah,
it was done snowing. So he's
the city
unhappy
appreciates
about it,
and I just makes me smile.
I'll sprinkle some salt on the stairs. That's the extent of my.
Well, every little bit helps.
I know
it's a team effort,
right?
That's how I look at it.
Yeah,
I was plowing. Amy was shoveling.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have got it done without her.
There you go.
Yeah,
he doesn't have that problem. He can get it done without me.
Well, he's got all that big equipment.
Well, no, he doesn't have any big.
Right, not here.
As a matter of fact, I don't even think he's using a snow shovel. I think he's using your big shovel that's still there.
It's yeah. good for it.
Well, hey.
That's a snow shovel.
Shovel is a shovel.
Farmer style.
Yeah.
Got the big grain scoop. Can't beat it.
Anyway, that's enough of Life Matters. We're all done.
All right.
Just stop.
Have a happy Sunday.
Yes. Have a great Sunday. We'll see you next week right here on Lake 96.1.